Our spotlight this month is on species called the mantis. So mantis is an insectoid race. So if you've ever seen a praying mantis bug, so imagine that being sort of more vertical and 7 feet tall. They're not completely vertical like humans are. They sort of on an angle. They have longer arms and shorter legs. They look very much like an insect. Big eyes, head that's, well, if you ever seen a praying mantis, that's pretty much what they look like. So you can Google what they look like and that would be 90% correct. Only 7 feet tall and they are not green. Their coloring is sort of silver towards blue. So they are conscious beings. They are harmonious and loving beings. They are from a wider range of frequencies, and their range is between fourth dimension and sixth dimension. So you can see they're way more advanced than us. They're super, super, super conscious. They, intelligence-wise, way beyond human beings. They are from the Kadishtu line of Angeli. So in a sense, they're angels, one type of them. So not human looking, the blueprint of an insectoid, but they come from the line of the Angeli. They are more on the electric side than magnetic, which means that they are more intellect-based beings, even though they have capacity to feel love energy, to experience love. They generally more on the thinking, intellect, structures, concepts, blueprints, and that kind of a way of thinking. They are individuated, but they are linked to a group consciousness as well of their pod or family. Their families are generally about 40. I'm not sure what it's based on. I know that they would have to be genetically related, but then when they reach to whatever the number that to them feels like they're done, which could be 37 or 42, but somewhere around there, usually the new one is created. So then some individuals separate or they break it in half and then those two grow further. So they kind of maintain these configurations. I think it has something to do with their consciousness, that is that group link, because not all mantis linked with all other mantis. They only linked with that group. So maybe once the capacity of that group link is filled, they separate. And once they separate, they build it up again to whatever the capacity and they separate. They don't multiply often, so that doesn't happen often. To my knowledge, they create offspring by choice with a lot of genetic engineering components. So their offspring is not how we think of an offspring, that genetically just combination of, let's say, parents. They do it more from the standpoint of, okay, this is the base material, the two parents. But then what else can we add to that? How can we modify? They also have more than two sexes. So don't know exactly how that works, but I think there's 5 to 7 of them, and somehow all of that together is added to create a genetic material to then outside of the body of either of the parents within a cocoon like that, technologically create a being. But as I said, that does not happen often. They pretty much a race that maintains their numbers. Again, I don't know what that's based on. I think at some point they were highly populating this galaxy. They were in a lot of places, which means they probably multiplied more naturally. So when they were in the fourth dimension, but then as they ascended into 5D and then into 6D, they became much more choosy as to when they create an offspring, and that way they probably need less resources. So there might be some other reasons as to why, but every mantis is precious to the culture. So there are no abandoned children or anything like that. You know, having one child could be in 1,000 years and the whole community would really celebrate that. And they have incredibly long lifespans. From our capacity to perceive that, I don't even know, 7,000 years or something like that, maybe by Earth years, like really, really, really long. And they do die, so they have a transition that way. It's their culture that they consume the body of the one who died because they track the soul, so they have technology to be able to track the consciousness essence of the mantis being that leaves the body, and then probably when the new baby body is created for it to reincarnate. So that might be part of their why they occasionally create a new child, because somebody is ready to die, so then they would have a body to incarnate into. And a lot of times they themselves, I'm sure, participate in genetically upgrading that very fetus, that very body that they will be incarnating into. But their own body, the physical flesh, which is not so physical considering it's 5D or 6D at that point, most of them would be 6D, is consumed. They pull apart the matrix of the template that that form created, and everybody in that family union, which is, let's say, 40 or so, will take part of that and make it part of themselves. So that's a cultural component there. They are extremely intelligent, as in beyond anything that most species exhibit. They are very, very, very high frequency capable, and they work with templates and blueprints. They have incredible focus ability, so much so that they're known as the surgeons of the galaxy. Their main focus generally is surgery, as in modification or amplification or repair, on templates. Now, templates or blueprints can be an application to anything. So there are some mantis that specialize in health of the bioforms. So that would be essentially like a surgeon on the body to help modify something. So a medical kind of a mantis profession. And there are some that work with technology. So then as a surgeon, they would be more like a surgeon on a complex biocomputer or something of that sort. There are surgeons, mantis, that are working with morphogenic field structures, because we don't have our morphogenic fields on Earth so structured. But there are some cultures who have extremely structured fields that their consciousness depends on. So they have like group fields around the planet. And if that group field malfunctions, people can go insane, like the culture can fall apart. So somebody like that, a mantis group that specializes in morphogenic field type of a template, would be then asked to come in and repair perhaps a field like that. They also, there are surgeons that work with what we would call spaceships, so any kind of a travel that's not linked to the planet. Anytime you travel between the planets, there are different technological components, because you have to have an anchor that's within itself. It has to be self-generated, because it doesn't have a grounding anchor of the well, of the gravity of the anchor, similarity of the planet or the solar system. Instead, it has to have its own in order to navigate. So there are different technologies for that, and that's another one of the specialties of the mantis. And one more that's probably worth mentioning is the time travel. They are masters of creating time conduits and working with the blueprints or templates or structures that unite different time conduits, portals. So when we think of a Stargate system, like from different stars or planets that can interact with one another, and species who might have technology to travel through it, they're not necessarily all have technology that know how to operate that entire network. Kind of like when you fly somewhere, you don't know how to operate a plane, you just know how to get into one. Or when you're driving, you might know how to drive a car, but you didn't know how to build one. So same thing here. So majority of the races that use any kind of a travel, time travel or Stargate travel in a linear time, the same, but any Stargate travel involves stepping out of timeline and then stepping back into one anyway. So most of those races don't know how that technology actually works. Long time ago, it was created by much higher frequency species, the ones from the 9th dimension, 8th dimension, 7th dimension. So pretty much most of that technology is from 7th dimension. And within species 6D and lower, majority don't know how it works. They just know how to use it. So if something breaks, if something some star went supernova, or there was some solar storm or nebula moved, or planet exploded, or there was some skirmish going on and it created a drift of something and changed gravity. Well, all of those things that, you know, we right now as a race, that doesn't even matter to us much, but for beings who utilize this type of a travel, that could be highly detrimental because it will make the entire network go off kilter. And again, Mantis come in to fix that. They have access to that technology and knowledge, which is kind of interesting considering that they are 6D species. They have not ascended to 7D, and yet they fully understand how that blueprint in the 7D works. So they are able to do repair in the 6D that actually adjusts for whatever the corrections that are needed to be done to maintain the system. So that's another thing that they do. But for our intents and purposes for this month, we will be focusing on the surgeon ability for the biological form, in our case, the physical body. So the way that mantis work is sometimes they serve as medical guides. Solar Council has an advisor group of mantis that work with different biological forms. They definitely know how to deal with hybridization. They are absolute specialists on that. So if you have two different species coming together creating a third one, it's not always harmonious, and they know how to resolve the two templates into a third that works. But in a more basic sense, for here, for this planet, and for our biological organism, they see this form as very complex because it is a derivative from Namlu, which is 22 genetic configurations of different races coming together that Mantis was facilitating. But we also have an add-on of reptilian and a mammalian human monkey from this planet, the primate. So all of that together is what Homo sapiens is, and Mantis very much fascinated with that blueprint, which means that they sort of an expert on human biology and repair, which is unusual because they wouldn't be that interested in every form out there that exists, because most forms are actually more basic. They usually have one specific blueprint. We have an overlay of so many, like 24 essentially, and we're somehow functional. So imagine if they are experts in hybridization, we'll hybridize 24 species into one. So we are extremely fascinating for them. And because Angeli, as the overall Kadishtu branch, has always been interested in the solar system and this planet specifically, and human race in particular, the biological form that the human race is in, as in this physical body, has always been a fascination. So Mantis sort of rode on that wave to definitely participate in development of the human species. So because of that, so I guess personal and universal, they are very much interested when there are unusual circumstances. So if some condition occurs that is not typical, not like a common cold, but a specific illness or some malfunction that is very particular, may it be of, you know, the brain or some other part of the body, they would usually look in on that. So that does not mean that they suddenly become a medical guide for this human being. They're not really a guide, but they are, my guides call them visiting surgeons. So when something is needed, a lot of times if it's unusual enough, and for most starseeds it is unusual because we're unusual, our bodies are so customized. So a lot of times mantis will show up, like let's say you're intending on personal healing. So you lie down and you tune in and you're going to sort of pull in and allow yourself to have that internal healing resonance. And as you're doing that, if there's something that's specifically needs to be corrected, your own guides might, you know, invite a mantis as a visiting surgeon, or he or she might show up on their own. They would come in and do something within your field for that specific thing that they were interested in. Just like a surgeon, they wouldn't be working with everything from the beginning to an end. For that, there are many different doctors and nurses, but surgeon will come in only for a specific part. Same thing with the mantis. They will not be your health guide or something. For that, there are many different ones, and you have your own medical team of guides. But as a visiting surgeon, they would come in if something specific needs to be changed. And it doesn't mean necessarily physical as in how we think of it, like physical illness. It could be a karmic pattern. It could be generational overlay in a DNA of a specific malfunction that you now are ready to change, and they would come in and modify that. So they are very specific in what they do, and it could be really a lot of fun to watch what they're doing because, well, just it's fascinating how they work, but also to understand what is it that they're done and then utilize that for yourself, because they have such incredible focus that they hold within their consciousness the modified blueprint. So essentially it's like a surgeon that knows what it should look like versus what it does look like. And that whatever it should look like is then, if the surgeon is really good, is customized to that client, so to that patient. So they're not going to be saying like, okay, well, in the book it looked like that, so I'm supposed to make it like that. They would be like, okay, in the book it looked like that because that's the genetic or generic sort of way. But what does this specific person version of that look like? That would be a really good surgeon, that they would be able to sort of be artist within their profession. That's in a sense what mantis is. They kind of like artists of the craft of surgery. And the surgery that they perform is on blueprints and templates. And it could be an application to the body, to the mind, to the energy field, to the karmic patterns, to morphogenic fields, to spaceships, to stargates, and so on. So in the meditation, what we will do is connect to the mantis people, and then bring that energy all the way through our circuitry so that we learn to maintain that same level of focus when needed to help ourselves remain focused on health, to help switch out of negative focus, and to modify and repair our own blueprints so that our body can maintain the state of health.